Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Cold. This is episode 13. What if Jesus doesn't recognize you? This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. It's funny how we can spend so much of our lives trying to be seen, trying to be liked, trying to be noticed. And all the while, the one whose opinion actually matters might not even know our name. Let that sit for a minute. Because it's one thing to be unrecognized at the grocery store or unnoticed at a church potluck because you don't wear a ministry lanyard or have a platform. But it's another thing entirely, eternally, actually. If Jesus doesn't recognize you when you show up at the gates of heaven. And yes, I know that sounds dramatic, but so did Noah building an ark when it wasn't even raining yet. So did John the Baptist screaming in the wilderness in camel hair. So did Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Telling a crowd of people who were sure they were saved that he never knew them. Matthew 7 is a gut punch wrapped in red letters. You know the passage, the one where people say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out devils, and in your name do many wonderful works? And he says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Not, I used to, not, I forgot, not, you fell off, just plain and painful, I never knew you. And we read that and think, well, that's not me, right? I mean, I go to church, I tithe, I sing oceans without crying now, but here's the uncomfortable truth. You can be busy for God and still not belong to God. You can be in ministry and miss the Messiah. You can wear the shirt, own the mug, post the quote, serve on the team, and still be completely unknown by the one you're claiming to represent. Let's talk about that. Because the modern church loves a good aesthetic. We've built a whole generation of Christians that are known for their branding, but not their obedience. We know how to look saved. We know how to quote things. We know which worship songs slap and which sermons go viral. We've mastered the art of appearing godly while quietly serving ourselves. But you know who sees through the spiritual performance? Jesus. And he's not giving out Oscars for best performance in a Christian role. He's looking for faithfulness. He's looking for surrender. He's looking for actual obedience. Not lip service. Not half-hearted confessions. Not once a week Christianity that folds the moment life gets inconvenient. Because here's the kicker. We don't get to define what a real Christian is. He does. And his definition isn't trendy. It's costly. Jesus didn't say, take up your preferences and follow me. He said, take up your cross. He didn't say, love me when it's easy. He said, obey me. He didn't say, have good intentions. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I don't know when Christianity got reduced to vibes and playlists and occasional nods toward holiness. But somewhere along the line, we forgot that this isn't a lifestyle accessory. It's a surrendered life. And that's the kind of life that's known by Jesus. Not because you're perfect, but because you're His. There's a difference between knowing about someone and being known by someone. I know about Taylor Swift. I can name albums. I know she likes cats and sings about her exes. But if I show up at her front door and said, "Let me in, it's me," she'd call security faster than you can say karma. Why? Because I'm not hers. I may know her name, but she doesn't know mine. And I wonder how many Christians are going to find themselves in that position, standing outside the gate saying, "It's me. I went to church. I served on the team. I did all the things." And Jesus will say, "I don't know you," because they were never His. Not really. Maybe they liked the community. Maybe they liked the encouragement. Maybe they liked the routine, the music, the values. But they never gave Him their heart. They never repented. They never obeyed. They never surrendered. And look, I'm not saying this from some holier-than-thou soapbox. I'm not saying it as someone who spent 45 years knowing about God, but never once living like I belonged to Him. I knew church people. I had Bible verses on things. I'd say I believed, but I didn't obey. I didn't live it. I didn't know Him. And if I had died a year and a half ago, I don't think He would have recognized me either. That reality wrecks me. I didn't need religion. I needed resurrection. And that's what salvation is. It's not just a hand raised in a service or a box checked on a card. It's death to self. It's a rebirth. It's being made new, not just in theory, but in practice. The scary part is we've built a whole culture of Christians who've never actually been saved. They've been socialized. They've been churched. They've been comforted, but not converted. That's why we've got pastors with hidden sin and congregants with hardened hearts. That's why the church has so many spectators and so few disciples. That's why Jesus warned us not to scare us, but to wake us up. And if that stings a little, good. The gospel was never meant to make you comfortable. It was meant to make you new. Jesus didn't die to make you a nicer version of yourself. He died to make you righteous. And that righteousness isn't self-made. It's His righteousness applied to you when you actually turn from your sin and follow Him. So, let me ask you the question that this whole episode hangs on. Does Jesus know you? Not do you go to church. Not do you listen to Christian music. Not do you pray sometimes when life falls apart. Does He know you? Have you truly surrendered? Have you repented of your sin? Do you obey when no one's watching? Because here's the deal. Salvation is free, but following costs everything. And somewhere along the way, we try to separate the two. We said you can have Jesus as Savior without submitting to Him as Lord. But that's not the gospel. That's not biblical. That's not enough. Obedience isn't legalism. It's what love looks like. And I'm tired of watered-down, lukewarm, feel-good Christianity that leaves people unsaved with good intentions. I want people to know Jesus and be known by him. I want hell to lose some names. I want heaven to gain some warriors. I want real repentance, real freedom, real transformation. Because this is real life and real death and real eternity. And none of us are promised tomorrow. So today, right now, ask yourself, does Jesus know me? Or do I just know about him? It's not too late. You're not too far gone. You don't have to perform or pretend or have it all together. But you do have to surrender. And that starts now. Maybe you've been wearing the title of Christian like it's a name tag at a conference. Something you put on to belong to the group. But that doesn't reflect the real you. Maybe you've mastered the appearance, but you're spiritually anonymous. Maybe, if you're being painfully honest, Jesus doesn't know you because you've never actually given yourself to him. Friend, don't wait another day. He doesn't want your performance. He wants your heart. He doesn't recognize Sunday saints who live like ghosts on Monday. He recognizes those who are his, the ones who repented, who followed, who obeyed, who loved him back with their lives, not just their words. So here's your moment. Step out of the pretending. Step into the light. Be known. Be made new. Be his. Because nothing, nothing is more terrifying than standing before the King of Kings and hearing the words, I never knew you. And nothing is more beautiful than hearing him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's live like we know him. Let's love like he's Lord. Let's be recognized. See you next time.